forget about it.
Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on a Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time, we do a radio show with Darlene Sartori. Darlene runs the Ideal Network. If you've been listening in before, many of you have. She actually has started off as a referral, then became a customer, then became a good friend. And when we started to do Building Fortunes Radio, I knew I needed a good guest host. So I asked her to be a guest host and run some radio shows with us. So we do this all the time on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Most of the times we're live. Every once in a while, something might get in the way, like a schedule or technical details or holidays or anything else like that. So we do a replay. But almost all the time, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal, Network, you'll be able to find this as well as the previous radio shows that we have. So we've been speaking about a couple of things, and sometimes we kind of get stuck, if you will, on a theme. And I know we've been speaking about Darlene and the legacy that she's leaving behind and the legacy that she's making, and something to do with making sure that people are on track through a chaplain's course. So I think we're going to kind of expand upon that as we continue to go. So in a world where it seems like there's not the same foundation that we need to be able to build on our core values, this chaplain's course is something that I think is really necessary. So, Darlene, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter, and thank you for presenting this dialogue and this presentation area for us to share information that might help us in our daily lives to achieve a more sane, may I use that word, world to live in. It seems like the more that we have made our progress in technology, the more complicated it gets. So one of the things that my husband and I always did was looking at things from a complex way and then simplify. So that's what I took on the challenge to do a couple years ago. When I began to realize that this was spiraling out of control with the way that people were using the internet inappropriately often. And often sometimes things have to spin out of control for us to say, whoa, wait a minute, this is a runaway horses here. I think we need to pull back on the reins a little bit. So that's kind of what I did when I started shifting gears a little bit, saying, okay, there's a lot of mixed metaphors here that we use. We need to clarify a little bit more. So this is what I'm going to attempt to do today, is to just kind of step back and say, okay, first you got to look at the tools that we're going to use in order to carve out or create the type of lifestyle that we would love to live. And so most of us who are in the senior years did not have this thing called the internet to grow up with. So it's been a learning experience of how to use computers and the technology of today. Well, as you begin to discover this massively awesome projects that we can do on the internet, once you learn the basic technology, we're going to see that this is a really fun place to play. And I don't know about you, but I love to watch kids play on a playground. And it's they can take something that was built in a certain way by an architect and use it in so many fun different ways just by simply exploring. But often older people don't seem to have that childish exploration. Well, what I'm going to ask you today to do is to have a little bit of an exploration of some of the things that I'm going to share with you. So I'm going to start off with reminding you that I've mentioned several times about a project in Israel that was taken on, and it's called the Jesus Museum and the Jesus Metaverse. And years ago, there was the discovery of a boat that supposedly was supposed to have been one of the boats that Jesus built. Well, so around that era there, they have built this massive building and have been really making progress. And so as we began to work with expanding what can be done to share this wonderful technology of how we can explore the internet to find out all of the wonderful information that's been posted out there about one of these beautiful mega buildings that have been built that are old architecture, and then the brand new ones right side by side with it. So I'm going to ask you to have your paper and pencil ready. And of course, you're listening to the recording. You can go ahead and pause it for a moment while you get something to make notes. I'm going to give you some places to go on the internet. And of course, you'll just have to write them down and then go and explore them on at your leisure time. So one of the first ones I would like to introduce you to is a channel, a YouTube channel. And of course, YouTube is just YouTube.com. And this, just type in the search bar at the top of the page on YouTube, The Center for Unity. And that's going to bring you up to a channel that has various different YouTube channels posted on it. Look for one that says Introducing the Jesus Museum and the Jesus Metaverse. And the word metaverse is M-E-T, as in Tom, A, V as in victory, E-R-S-E, Metaverse. And this one was posted about a year ago about this project that is being built there in Israel. And the people that are building it are very much a part of the Urantia Fellowship, the Urantia Society. And Urantia is U-R-A-N-T-I-A. And I've talked to this before, but there are several sites that I'm going to introduce you to today so that you can follow through, especially if you're going to participate with the chaplain's course. You're going to need a roadmap to find the tools on the internet. And of course, we will be doing this also in Zoom and in our conference rooms so that we can do some walk along. But one of the reasons that I would wanted to do some of this without a videos to look at is because we need to know how to do it on the phone without these tools, or in just talking with someone without the tools. So as we learn about the tools, then we turn around and we say, okay, now how can I do this without the tools with just the verbal? So this is one of those attempts to give you a walkthrough just using the verbal, where you can go to where these will be at on the internet. So it's going to be a little more cumbersome to do that because I need to slow down and speak a little more slowly. The next thing that I wanted to introduce you to, and Peter can talk to this a little bit later, about the phase 3 sessions that he had, themes that he has in the Building Fortunes program. So that's another area that you need to go to set yourself up a system in the Building Fortunes program. And my website is just buildingfortunes.com/ideal. And by getting aligned with having your own phase three, it's going to be easier for you to put together different themes around your lifestyle and things that you might be doing that you can develop a chaplain's course around it. Now, being a chaplain is helping individuals to achieve their desired results in life, starting with their emotional and their spiritual realm. Because the more that you are emotionally balanced, the more that you are able to get to know yourself and your skills. In other words, skills are tools that you have in order to create the lifestyle that you desire to have. So this is really, being a chaplain is first and foremost is being a chaplain to yourself. It's how can you look into your life skills that you've developed already and be able to bring those forward to create an ever better lifestyle for yourself and your family and those that you interact with. And that's basically what the description of a chaplain is helping individuals to achieve the desired results that they would like to have in life. Often a chaplain is going to enter at a crisis situation. And so when you do that, you have to help individuals to get control of themselves, to be able to understand what their emotional health is and what their spiritual health is, because that's going to help their emotional, the emotional and spirit is going to help the physical to be able to achieve the healing it might need. So these are things that most people say, well, don't I have to take a whole lot of years and years and years of college to learn this? No. Fortunately, now that we have the internet, we can be able to get information very quickly for us to develop our consulting and our consultation type dynamics to build a business around it. And so what we're going to be talking about as we go forward is how to deal with chaplaincy as a quote-unquote business dynamic. And the more that you can think about it as a business, you begin to realize that this is a vocational business that you're creating. And this, when I started explaining people to this in a business standpoint, they began to see the value and the need for having this in our on our planet right now is to have more and more people who are working as a chaplain alongside with whatever else they're doing. It's like one of my brothers has the hobby of working at the racetrack as a photographer. Well, this opened up the level of beginning to be a chaplain at the racetrack for the drivers and et cetera, to keep them emotionally balanced as they do a very dangerous sport. And so these are things like, okay, I wouldn't even thought about putting a chaplain at a racetrack. Well, it's a very needed dynamic because the people that are going to be driving in those vehicles need to be very centered, very non-emotional, so that they're not getting out there and doing what you call road rage. So those are just an example of things that I'm seeing in real life where people are developing this. So the next thing that I will talk about quickly is one of the sources for the Urantia papers that I have mentioned in the past is known as truthbook.com. truthbook.com. And I'm going to walk through just a little bit of that, and then I'm going to play a segment from the papers, paper 166, Urantia paper 166, and I'm going to show you how to get to that in a moment, talk you through that. But those are the dynamics right now of what I'm introducing people to. Are the YouTube and how to use YouTube, the Building Fortunes and how to use the Building Fortune system so that you can create your own phase three templates and your own phase three websites, and then how to go to the Truth Book and use that as a source. So the Truth Book was put together on this website, this truthbook.com, put together by some very dedicated people that are working with the Urantia Papers. And in that, when you go there, you are going to be amazed, I mean literally amazed, at the amount of photography and artwork and et cetera that they have put together to introduce you to places around the planet, especially Israel's area, where, of course, the life and teachings of Jesus are based around, because this is where Jesus was on the planet. So if you go to the Truth Book, it's going to say underneath it, it says Truth Book, and then it says Discover Jesus in the Urantia Book. The Urantia Book contains the 196 Urantia papers plus a foreword. And so within it, there's a bound book. But of course, it's also posted in several places on the internet. The entire texts are put together. One of the reasons that I like what has been done with those who are building the truthbook.com site is because they have hot linked a lot of words within the papers. And so it's a very easy way for you to learn what is within that paper, a little bit more expansive. And so as we begin to go forward, you're going to hear me talking more and more about working with the truthbook.com and several of the other sites that have been extremely value creative in helping us to shortcut the learning experience that it would be to study over 2,000 papers. The page when in the book format, it's 2,097 pages. So you know it's going to take you about a year to read something that long if you really were dedicated. So if you could find a way to shortcut that by having someone reading the papers to you and being able to help you to work through learning the basics of what it's attempting to do. You're going to discover, as I've explained to those who are doing the chaplain's course on a daily basis with me, is that you're going to have within a year's time, you will have achieved what you probably would have taken 10 to 20 years to be able to learn this if you had to do it before we had the internet. So what you're going to have now are some tools that's really going to shorten the time that you can get through the circuit of learning how to create a very emotionally, spiritually, physically sound occupation, vocation, lifestyle that you desire to have. So being a chaplain is first and foremost being your own chaplain. And in the process, you're going to be teaching others to be their own chaplain. So this is something that actually Peter has been doing as he developed his business. He didn't realize that he was actually being a chaplain, but he has been. He's acting as a chaplain in the vocation that he is doing, because he is always there to help us. He's always there to be able to guide us when we can't figure out what it is we're supposed to be doing with this piece of equipment or this technology or this program that he's pulled together. Always in that, without realizing it, he is a chaplain. And so this is, once you get over this fear of, I'm not sure what a chaplain is, I don't want to be a preacher, I don't want to be a minister, but I want to help people. That's what a chaplain is. They are a helper. Well, some people will say, isn't that coaching? Well, a chaplain is a coach. A chaplain helps individuals to coach them through more of the physical that is directly connected with the emotions and the spirit. So once you get past a little bit of the hang-up of the definition, then you begin to realize this is going to be a lot of fun. So this is what I'm going to introduce you to today, is how to utilize the Truth Book a little more easily by being able to just click on things and listen. Because when you can listen to something being read to you, and I've played some clips in the past, so you know how this works. But if you go to the truthbook.com, you're going to see a main menu across the top. And like most menus at the top, they're going to lead to other things. So they broke it down into the home, then quotes about life, then the Urantia book. And in that drop-down menu, you're going to just rest over top, and that's where I'm going to take you right now, is you rest over top of the Urantia book in the top menu, and you'll see a drop-down menu. There's going to be three of them that you actually use most. One's going to be the introduction is going to take you to the papers. So if you go on, click on the introduction, which is right under the Urantia book tab, if you clicked on that, it's going to take you to an introduction. And then at the top of that page, it says next. If you click on the next, it's going to take you to the index of all of the Urantia papers. So then you can go, it's a shortcut to be able to get to those papers. And so we're going to be, we'll go into 166 today and then the section 3. So then at the bottom, you'll go down to the very bottom of that list. You're going to see the Urantia book timeline, and that's going to tell you about the timeline of how this came about and et cetera. So that gives you some history. Right above that is topical studies, and above that are study groups. Above that is study aids. So that, those are some of the areas that you're going to use the most in this truth book. So we're going to be, I'm going to be mentioning the topical studies that I'm going to take you to after we listen to this 5-minute one. But I'm going to go across the top of the page first on the menu. The next one is Jesus, okay? So if you go, click on the Jesus one, it's, just rest your mouse on it, it's going to come down with another list of things to do. And you can, as you go across this and just look at the dynamics that are in each of these drop-downs, you're going to see the massive amount of work that has been put into creating this. So the next one after Jesus is stories, funny stories and inspiring stories. Then the next one is God, and under that is the afterlife, and heaven is the only one that's a drop down in that one right now. Then there's one on angels. Guardian angels is one they've gotten done. The next one is Adam and Eve. Okay, and then under Adam and Eve, there's a list of children, Cain and Abel, the full story of the Urantia book, original sin and the fall of man, the first humans, and who were they? And then the questions and answers that. Then the next one is Jesus pictures. And here you really can see the great amount of artistic work that's been done in that drop-down menu. And the next one is life challenges. And that one does not have any drop-downs. You just click on it and it'll take you to this explanations about life challenges and et cetera. The next one is the FAQ. Again, standalone, goes to its own page. Videos the same way, goes to its own page. And then the forum. And the forum is one that you can join and communicate with others on topics within the the Urantia movement. So this is one of those, boy, wow, is that awesome. Well, what this is going to help you to do is to see what others have created so that when you get to creating your own Building Fortunes Phase 3, you'll have some ideas of how you might would like to personalize things that you're going to reach out to and help individuals to learn to market from. And we are running out of time, so I'm going to quickly play this. This is 6 minutes, and then I'm going to ask Peter to wrap it up with giving us just a little bit about how you can get the Phase 3 and a little bit about that. So we'll quickly do this, okay? Here we go.
The Sermon at Gerasa. As Jesus and the 12 visited with the messengers of the kingdom at Gerasa, one of the Pharisees who believed in him asked this question, Lord, will there be few or many really saved? And Jesus answering said, you have been taught that only the children of Abraham will be saved, that only the Gentiles of adoption can hope for salvation. Some of you have reasoned that since the scriptures record that only Caleb and Joshua from among all the hosts that went out of Egypt lived to enter the promised land, only a comparatively few of those who seek the kingdom of heaven shall find entrance thereto. You also have another saying among you, and one that contains much truth, that the way which leads to eternal life is straight and narrow, that the door which leads thereto is likewise narrow, so that of those who seek salvation, few can find entrance through this door. You also have a teaching that the way which leads to destruction is broad, that the entrance thereto is wide, and that there are many who choose to go this way. And this proverb is not without its meaning. But I declare that salvation is first a matter of your personal choosing. Even if the door to the way of life is narrow, it is wide enough to admit all who sincerely seek to enter, for I am that door. And the Son will never refuse entrance to any child of the universe who, by faith, seeks to find the Father through the Son. But herein is the danger to all who would postpone their entrance into the kingdom while they continue to pursue the pleasures of immaturity and indulge the satisfactions of selfishness. Having refused to enter the kingdom as a spiritual experience, they may subsequently seek entrance thereto when the glory of the better way becomes revealed in the age to come. And when, therefore, those who spurned the kingdom when I came in the likeness of humanity seek to find an entrance when it is revealed in the likeness of divinity, then will I say to all such selfish ones, I know not whence you are. You had your chance to prepare for this heavenly citizenship, but you refused all such proffers of mercy. You rejected all invitations to come while the door was open. Now to you who have refused salvation, the door is shut. This door is not open to those who would enter the kingdom for selfish glory. Salvation is not for those who are unwilling to pay the price of wholehearted dedication to doing my Father's will. When in spirit and soul you have turned your backs upon the Father's kingdom, it is useless in mind and body to stand before this door and knock, saying, Lord, open to us, we would also be great in the kingdom. Then will I declare that you are not of my fold. I will not receive you to be among those who have fought the good fight of faith and won the reward of unselfish service in the kingdom on earth. And when you say, did we not eat and drink with you, and did you not teach in our streets? Then shall I again declare that you are spiritual strangers, that we were not fellow servants in the Father's ministry of mercy on earth, that I do not know you. And then shall the judge of all the earth say to you, depart from us, all you who have taken delight in the works of iniquity. But fear not, everyone who sincerely desires to find eternal life by entrance into the kingdom of God shall certainly find such everlasting salvation. But you who refuse this salvation will someday see the prophets of the seed of Abraham sit down with the believers of the Gentile nations in this glorified kingdom to partake of the bread of life and to refresh themselves with the water thereof. And they who shall thus take the kingdom in spiritual power and by the persistent assaults of living faith will come from the north and the south and from the east and the west. And behold, many who are first will be last, and those who are last will many times be first. This was indeed a new and strange version of the old and familiar proverb of the straight and narrow way. Slowly the apostles and many of the disciples were learning the meaning of Jesus' early declaration, unless you are born again, born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nevertheless, to all who are honest of heart and sincere in faith, it remains eternally true. Behold, I stand at the doors of men's hearts and knock. And if any man will open to me, I will come in and sup with him and will feed him with the bread of life. We shall be one in spirit and purpose, and so shall we ever be brethren in the long and fruitful service of the search for the Paradise Father. And so, whether few or many are to be saved, altogether depends on whether few or many will heed the invitation. I am the door. I am the new and living way, and whosoever wills may enter to embark upon the endless truth search for eternal life. Even the apostles were unable fully to comprehend his teaching as to the necessity for using spiritual force for the purpose of breaking through all material resistance and for surmounting every earthly obstacle which might chance to stand in the way of grasping the all-important spiritual values of the new life in the Spirit as the liberated sons of God.
So that's the end of that section. So we're going to pick up next week. We're running out of time now. So what I'd like you to do is when you go to that section on paper 166, it's section 3 is what we just read, okay? And down in the last, second to the last is a hot link, Born of the Spirit. So your assignment this week is going to be to click on that link, and it's going to take you to a full explanation of what it means being born of the Spirit. You're going to find that it's not exactly what has always been taught to people, as what we're doing with the papers is the correcting time. So next week, I guess we'll have to wait till next week to get the Building Fortunes program in on this. I apologize for not getting this in all, but it does take a little bit of extra time sometimes. So Peter, everyone can get a hold of me at 812-664-7419. Again, 812-664-7419. And I'll walk them through anything that this one might have confused them with. And we'll pick up with phase three next week, as how I'll be a little more, organized on this by next week. Hopefully I'll practice a few times.
Oh, you did perfect. Yeah, no problem at all. So this is good stuff. So thanks for all the things you did. Check her out if you go to idealnetwork.biz. You'll be able to find out some of the stuff she has over there. But more importantly, you'll be able to hear her on the Building Fortunes radio show. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/ideal or Ideal Network, you'll be able to hear this all over again. Look forward to next week. Thanks, Darlene. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.